good Sunday morning to you. It is so good to see you this October 18th, 2020. We are just moving along here in the month of October. So good to hang out with you today. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. This is Sunday Worship, and every program, my desire is that it will be filled with scripture, songs, devotion, some great encouragement as well. Hope you're having a blessed weekend. Let's start things off with Psalm 19, verse 14. It says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O God, my rock and my redeemer." Tomlin and Jesus Loves Me here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Friend, I pray that you walk in that truth today, that there is a God who loves you no matter who you are, what you've done. We have a God who loves you, and he demonstrated that love for you on the cross 2,000 years ago. Hey, thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. And several years ago, in fact, back in the early 20s in South Carolina, there was a schoolhouse fire. And the children were trapped inside the schoolhouse. It was just a tragic, tragic story. And many of the children perished in that event. And one father heard about the news, and he ran over to the school. And while there was flames coming out of the window, he saw his son. And they locked eyes, and he heard his son say, "Daddy, Daddy, can't you save me?" Just a tragic, tragic story. And friend, this old hell-bound, sin-cursed world looks at science and says, "Science, can't you save me?" And science will say, "I can tell you how far it is from the earth to the sun, but I can't save you." This world looks at culture and says, "Culture, can't you save me?" And culture says, "I can tell you how to dress for a party and hold your teacup just right, but I can't save you." This world looks at finance and says, "Finance, can't you save me?" And finance says, "I can tell you how to gather money and leave it all behind, but I can't save you." Philosophy, "Can you save me?" Philosophy says, "I can tell you more and more about less and less until you know everything about nothing, but I can't save you." Friend, there is only one person who can save us from the pit of our sin, from the pit of our despair, and His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Friend, only Jesus saves.
Jesus made it all. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Yeah.
Magnify the Lord with me. Hey, thanks so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey with you. And I remember growing up in Chicago watching the Chicago Bulls. And when Stacey King was a rookie for the Bulls, he scored 1 point in a game in which Michael Jordan scored 69 points. And after the game, Stacey King said, "I'll always remember this game as the one in which Michael Jordan and I combined to score 70 points." Isn't that funny? Can't really argue with that math, can you? Or that philosophy either. Because in a team sport, it doesn't matter who gets the credit. And friend, likewise, as a believer, as a Christian, we don't serve one another to get credit, but to build up and strengthen the entire body of Christ.
Before the world was made, before you spoke it to be, you were the King of Kings. Yeah, you were, yeah, you were. And now you're reigning still, enthroned above all things. Angels and saints cry out, we join them as we sing. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Counselor, comforter, keep.
Spirit, we long to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost our way. Oh, we've hopelessly lost the way. You are the
talk about a beautiful, beautiful song right there. You're listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. And if you got some time today or maybe this week, connect with the program on Facebook. Yeah, we try to update that and encourage you throughout the week. Yeah, just look up Joey Kroll online right there on Facebook. Joey Kroll, K-R-O-L, online right there on Facebook. I love this jewel from Isaiah 26, verse 4. Listen to this. It says, "Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock."